then you just free fall. May we all.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old line. Oh, every time. Are you here alone? Can I take you home? Now every woman stays with every pretty place. There's a pair of flying eyes and a set of keys. He says, come be a star in the backseat of my car. Oh, but baby, slow down, you're going way too far.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Start your engine!
Green flag is in the air, and we're racing at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Riley Herbst to the inside, door-to-door with Sam Mayer.
They stack up and crash at the rear of the field. It's a multiple car accident.
Today on the Performance Racing Network. It's the M-Better Health 302 from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Now, here are Brad Gilley and Mark Garrell.
On a windy Saturday afternoon, the Round of Eight, Race 1 gets underway here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway with the M-Better Health 302. And again, for eight drivers, hope springs eternal at perhaps an Xfinity Series championship at the end of the rainbow.
And one of those eight drivers will start on the front row, but not on the pole, but that would be our reigning series champion, Cole Custer. Brandon Jones winning his fourth pole of the season, hopes to make his first trip to victory lane. When we come back, we're going to meet some of the starting lineup for today's Ambetter Health 302.
The Ambetter Health 302 on the Performance Racing Network is presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Ambetter Health. Ambetter Health is America's number one marketplace health insurance. Sign up starting November 1st. Learn more at ambetterhealth.com/learn more. And by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO.
We are on a mission to get everyone high-quality health insurance and better health. We have plans with low out-of-pocket premiums. Go to ambetterhealth.com/learn more for your free, no-obligation quote. Ambetter Health, on a mission for better. Ambetter Health is the brand name used for products and services provided by one or more of the wholly owned subsidiaries of Centene Corporation who are qualified health plan issuers in the states indicated at ambetterhealth.com. Health benefits and health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. This is a solicitation for insurance. For more information, visit ambetterhealth.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for the appropriate state.
For NASCAR fans just tuning in, I'm Kyle Petty here with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. This season will be the most exciting one yet with the introduction of Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series, a pre-race event where race fans can grab coffee, ask me questions, and check out the great cars of Echo Park. And this just in, fans will be entered for the chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer. Visit your local Bass Pro Shops store or shop online at BassPro.com. Your adventure starts here. We'll talk to some of the starting lineup for today's Ambetter Health 302 from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durand.
Ambetter Health is a proud sponsor of today's NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs race here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And we are joined by CEO Kevin Counihan to tell us about the company and the great service that they offer.
Ambetter Health is an insurance company that focuses on providing marketplace coverage. We are the nation's largest individual health insurance company with almost 4.5 million members. We've been in business for about 12 years, and we're very excited about serving individuals and families.
Ambetter Health has now been a longtime sponsor of Speedway Motorsports racetracks and has found it a good way to connect with race fans.
We're extremely excited about the Ambetter Health 302 and also our partnership with Speedway Motorsports, which pulls us in a position to connect directly with thousands of race fans and help them focus not only on the great sport of racing, but also give them ideas about how to improve their health and also give them ideas for options for high-quality, affordable health insurance that we offer to them. We're also excited to announce that the Centene Foundation, which is our parent company, will be donating $100,000 to Speedway Children's Charity, which is the official charity of Speedway Motorsports, to help children in need across the country.
Whether you're here today at Las Vegas Motor Speedway or listening across the country, there are several easy ways to connect with Ambetter Health.
Well, there's a couple of different ways. The easiest way is to go to our website, which is ambetterhealth.com. But also at the race, we are going to have an Ambetter Health fan zone where you can learn more about our products and also have fun with the family.
PRN would like to thank Ambetter Health for their support of Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Driver introductions continuing for the Ambetter Health 302 right now. Doug Rice announcing them to the crowd here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
And it sounds awesome to hear him through the glass here, and I'm sure the fans are enjoying that as well. Well, it's time now for our Progressive Keys to Victory Lane. The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. Mark?
I think one of the keys today, don't get too careful if you're in the round of eight. Yes, you would love to have the win that locks you into Phoenix, but don't go out there and be so careful looking for that you bypass the chance to win. And so, it's again, balancing caution and aggression today, I think, is going to be just what a driver needs to do here if you're in the round of eight. If you're one of those guys that isn't, you're just going for broke.
Well, you know what, and I will add to that and expand upon that, situational awareness. That really comes into play in a big way. Only eight drivers, actually nine if you count the 20 car being in playoffs for the Owners' Championship, are contending for a title. Everyone else is not. A guy like Brandon Jones who starts on the pole, yes, he has three teammates at Junior Motorsports who are in the playoffs. If you're not one of them, he doesn't care about you, and be aware of that and what is going on all around you in the racetrack, because everyone's on a different agenda, and if you're in the playoffs and they're not, you don't factor into their agenda.
And you don't want to be one of the non-playoff guys that maybe cost one of these playoff drivers not only a bad finish, but perhaps in the end a chance to make the Final Four.
Yeah, I would agree. And obviously, anytime you come to a racetrack, not having mistakes on pit road, but I think at Las Vegas, Mark, more importantly, making that right strategy call when it counts. If we come down to a late race caution and you have that last set of sticker tires waiting there, do you stay out for track position? Do you come on and hope that you have enough laps to make up the difference? We've seen it go either way here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and the right decision is going to be the winning one, but you're not going to know that in that moment.
We mentioned the round of eight. Currently, Justin Allgaier is ranked number one, 18 points above the cut line. Cole Custer, plus 11. Chandler Smith also in the green at plus 8. Austin Hill ranked fourth, plus 9. Below the cut line, Sam Mayer is minus 8 points. Jesse Love, minus 12, minus 18. A.J. Allmendinger, and there's Sammy Smith, minus 19. They are the eight drivers still in contention for that Xfinity Series title.
And you know what? I don't feel like anyone can afford a mulligan. I don't feel like Justin Allgaier is at a place where he can do that, but I don't feel like anyone is buried too far where they have to do something drastic. We have three races in this round. You could make up all of those just by winning two stages in this race here today.
You don't have to tell that to Justin Allgaier after he lost a 43-point lead for the regular season title at Bristol in one fell swoop. Allgaier has four runner-ups here at Las Vegas, six straight top tens. He would love to get this playoff to a good start. And then, of course, he's got to contend with Cole Custer.
Yeah.
Custer has been there and done that. He is the reigning champion.
He is the reigning champion and had a very fast car the last two times we were here, finishing third and second. Last year, it was his teammate Riley Herbst in victory lane. Passed Cole Custer before the end of stage one and never looked back, it would seem, in that race. And that was a big, big deal for him.
No question about it. So it is a big deal today to get off to a good start. If you're in the round of eight, one of those guys, man, would they just love to go to victory lane today and take a couple of weeks off nice and easy.
Well, the drivers are getting closer to getting in their cars. We hope to hear from some of them, but we've got all the action for you here from Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
At Bass Pro Shops, we salute those who serve. We proudly stand with those who stand for our freedoms by offering our legendary salute discount every day, saving active duty, veterans, and first responders up to 10% on top quality outdoor gear, and recently partnering with the Army and Air Force Exchange Service, becoming the official outdoor gear provider for our heroes. It's more than the great outdoors. It's about honoring those that protect it. Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer.
Denny Hamlin slides up. He gets into the fence a little bit off of turn three. We will see if he is able to sustain that.
The settling mix changed dramatically. The two youngsters for JGR. Now the veterans that are occupying the top two spots in turn three.
Hamlin out front for the 11th time today.
Denny Hamlin gives up the lead.
Side by side going into one. Truex down low. Hamlin up high.
Three wide in front of him. On the bottom is Chastain. Up top is Austin Dillon with Gilliland in the middle.
It's Bristol, baby.
Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, is inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. Join NASCAR legend Kyle Petty in the Fan Zone tomorrow, where you can enjoy a free coffee, check out some awesome vehicles, and have a chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade and the grand prize, a ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Ambetter Health 302. We have two O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters with us. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Brett McMillan joins us, and the lady we will go to now, Wendy Venturini.
I'm with our pole sitter, Brandon Jones, getting ready to start from that top spot here at Las Vegas. Brandon, what will be the key to staying up front and possibly getting that victory today?
Yeah, I'm really happy we had a good day yesterday, especially for Menards and Polonis on our Chevrolet. Means a lot to be able to go out here and have as much speed as we did. That just shows how, I think, good we're doing during the week on our prep work and all the studying that we're doing that comes with that. So today will be about trying to have some discipline and playing the long game. This is kind of a longer race, you know, and I think at some point it's going to get spread out. We're probably going to have a green flag stop. So it's just about minimizing those mistakes. I mean, everyone's going to make a little mistake here and there, but it's just about minimizing those little ones and being able to keep track position, because we did our job yesterday to get track position. So let's try to keep that. You know, I think that makes your job and your life a lot easier whenever you don't have to come from the back to the front. So I'm excited about that. I'm really excited about the car that Adam's put together for us today, and I think he'll make the right calls to keep us in that top five.
All right, good luck to Brandon Jones starting from that pole position, hoping to minimize mistakes here on pit road. Brett McMillan.
All right, Cole Custer starting on the outside of the front row, posing for some pictures with some fans right now. He also starts this part of the playoffs with an 11-point cushion. I know that's a nice to have, but it's not nearly enough, is it?
No, I mean, you never know with these playoffs, so especially when you get to Martinsville, and it's always crazy there. You want to have as much cushion as you can get. So I know we had a good 3D Systems Ford Mustang yesterday, and hopefully that carries into today. But it's going to be interesting with it going tonight and how the track's going to change. But I think we had the car to do it, so we just got to be there then.
All right, Cole Custer finished second here in the spring.
Custer had an interesting round one. He was the runner-up at Kansas, but 26th at Talladega, 13th at the Roval. Didn't exactly set the world on fire. He's going to have to up his game here in the round of eight.
Yeah, I would agree, but I think this round does play out very well for him. Again, it wasn't just that Cole Custer was fast last year. His teammate Riley Herbst won the race, and then they came back and backed it up in the spring. And I think now that's a trend. That's repeatability. That's two cars who have shown a lot of speed at this racetrack, and a great opportunity. All it takes is that one special day right now for a playoffs driver, and they know they'll contend for a title.
Absolutely. And today's race is going to be 201 laps. Stage 1 ends at lap 45, stage 2 at 90, and then we go to lap 201. It's the Ambetter 302. Technically, we're 301.5 miles in this race.
301.5. There you go. So it's going to be an exciting one here today from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The biggest question is, will that one extra lap in this race extend what we have here and potentially take us to overtime, depending on whether or not we see a late race caution? Either way, we're about to get things started here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway with our opening ceremonies. Everything is set at the stage. We've got the drivers at their car, and we will go down to Doug Rice with opening ceremonies here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Please rise as you are able, remove your hats, and veterans, render a hand salute as the Nellis Air Force Base Honor Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome Motor Racing Outreach President and Senior Chaplain, Billy Malden.
Gracious God and Heavenly Father, as we rise up to recognize your presence in our lives today, Lord, we're grateful for such a beautiful day. Lord, we ask you to be with the drivers, teams, officials, Lord. All of these fans, Father, I pray that everybody have a safe day, an enjoyable day of racing. Lord, as always, we remember the men and women of our armed forces and first responders, both here at home and abroad. Lord, we ask you to be with them and their families. Watch over all and keep them safe. And Father, this day, as we go racing here in Las Vegas, we stay mindful of those in the southeast, from Virginia to Florida, from western North Carolina to Tennessee, that are still struggling to recover. God, we ask you to surround them with your grace and your provision as they work to come back together in the days ahead. Father, may your peace and your presence surround us all. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome country artist and singer, Diner.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Well, that's a wrap for the pre-race show for the Ambetter 302. Coming up, we fire the engines and throw the green flag from Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Today in Las Vegas, we begin the round of eight in the NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs. And after last weekend's nail-biter of a finish in Charlotte, we saw both the thrill of victory for Sam Mayer.
Sam Mayer trying to be the one and drive the one to victory lane today.
Sam Mayer home free. Victories don't come any bigger than this. He safely makes his way through the front straightaway chicane, and Sam Mayer is going to win for the second time in 2024, the seventh time in his career.
This one's definitely a lot sweeter because there are those aces in the field that we had to go out there and beat, and we made it happen. It almost feels good because you know that, like, no one's looking in your direction to go out there and do it, and then you surprise them and you go do it. And on top of that, making it to the Champ Four because of this win last year, I have to back that up. There is no turning back from here.
We also witnessed the agony of defeat for Parker Kligerman, who came that close.
I got the good restart and did everything right, and I've gone through a lot of emotions. I said, I'm not going to cry because you don't do that in sports. But, man, I love this game, and it would have been cool to keep going the next round.
Another driver feeling the afterglow of win and you're in is Sammy Smith,
who punched his ticket to the round of eight in Talladega 2 weeks ago.
After Kansas, we kind of knew we were pretty much in a must-win either at Talladega or the Roval. So it was nice to be able to win and lock ourselves in, and it kind of gets the team going, gets me going.
The road course did not deliver a playoff spot for Shane Van Gisbergen.
Pretty gutting, obviously, but we had a crack, and yeah, we were in and we weren't, so it was a bit of a roller coaster. So, yeah, a bit gutted to miss it. We had a good year, and shame we couldn't progress.
But Justin Allgaier made all the right moves to secure his spot.
For us to point our way in, I mean, just I cannot say enough. You hate others' misfortune, right? And that's ultimately what got us in today. We came in with a game plan, and we stuck to it.
We're at the track where you have to know when to hold them and when to fold them. Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And it's the Ambetter Hell 302 on the Performance Racing Network.
Justin Allgaier in the round of eight, the Denny Hamlin of the Xfinity Series, has done everything else but win a championship. Hopefully, at least he is hoping 2024 is finally the year.
You know, we've asked drivers throughout the years whether they believe in luck or not. A lot of them don't, or sometimes they say, I don't believe in luck, but I believe in bad luck. Hopefully for him, all of the bad luck is behind him because they've certainly had their share of it here in these NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. Well, the drivers are sitting in the cars. We're about to get things going with today's Ambetter Health 302, 302 miles, 201 laps of racing here. We're going to bring it to you live on the Performance Racing Network, and we are about to go trackside for those most famous words in motorsports as we get ready to give the command, and we will do that with Doug Rice, who is PA announcing for this race here today at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Please welcome Ambetter Health Brokers, Janet Navarez, Greg and Lisa Drake, and Michael Walker.
Drivers, start your engines!
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Rolling off 38th in the Friends of Jacqueline Foundation Toyota, Sheldon Creed. Starting 37th, the Moon Chevrolet of Akinori Ogata. Joey Gase will start 36th in the Nevada Donor Network Chevrolet. The Vivid EV Ford of Blaine Perkins starts 35th. 34th will be Ryan Ellis, the Snapchat Chevrolet. 33rd, Myatt Snyder in the bbprintingco.com Chevrolet. The Mac Door System Chevrolet of Brennan Poole starts 32nd. 31st, Garrett Smithley, the Vet the Boat Chevrolet.
And 30th, it's Daniel Dye in the Trackside Chevrolet. The Mike Harmon Racing Chevy of Ryan Vargas goes off 29th. 28th, J.J. Yaley in a Ford. Kyle Weatherman, 27th, in the My Radar Drive Smart WarrantyTV.com Chevrolet. The Trade with a Pro Chevy of Dawson Cram is 26th. 25th, Leland Honeyman, the LH Waterfront Construction Chevrolet. The Rema Ford of Matt DiBenedetto is 24th on the grid. 23rd, Josh Williams, the Alloy Employer Services Chevrolet. The Thomas Group Ford of Kyle Sieg is 22nd. And 21st, Dylan Lupton in the Airbox Ford.
Parker Retzloff will start 20th in the Funkaway Chevrolet. 19th will be Jeremy Clements, the First Pacific Funding Chevrolet. The Dead on Tools Chevrolet of Anthony Alfredo rolls off 18th. 17th, playoffs driver Austin Hill, the Global Industrial Chevrolet. The WeatherTech Chevrolet of Shane Van Gisbergen will start 16th. 15th, Jeb Burton, the Per Your Tank Line Chevrolet. The Synergy Modular Toyota of Corey Heim will start 14th. 13th will be Taylor Gray, the Operation 300 Toyota. The MRC Construction Toyota of Eric Amarola rolls off 12th. 11th, Parker Kligerman, the Big Machine Spiked Cooler Chevrolet.
Taking the green flag from outside row number 5, the 10th starter is Ryan Sieg in the SIAPS Ford. Then it's the modern-day Garage Chevrolet for A.J. Allmendinger, 9th. 8th, Jesse Love, the Whelen Chevrolet, to his inside. Starting 7th, Riley Herbst, the defending winner in the Monster Energy Ford. The Brandt Chevy of Justin Allgaier outside of row number 3. 5th, it's Sammy Smith in the Pilot Flying J Chevrolet. Moving up to row number 2 on the outside, starting 4th in the 10X Health Chevrolet at Sam Mayer. 3rd, Chandler Smith, the Quick Tie Toyota. And now the front row on the outside, the 3D Systems Ford for Cole Custer. And on the pole, For the fourth time in 2024, the first time here at Las Vegas, Brandon Jones, the Menards Polonus Chevrolet, his speed 183.430 miles per hour.
And that's your starting lineup for today's Ambetter Health 302 here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
For NASCAR fans just tuning in, I'm Kyle Petty here with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. This season will be the most exciting one yet with the introduction of Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series, a pre-race event where race fans can grab coffee, ask me questions, and check out the great cars of Echo Park. And this just in, fans will be entered for the chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
The field is lined up behind the Toyota GR Super Pace car as they make their pace laps around this 1.5-mile racetrack here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. When we come back, we're going to meet our turn announcers and get this race underway. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, where it is time now to meet the announcers who will help give us the lap-by-lap action here in the Ambetter Health 302 with our State Water Heaters View from the Turns. The View from the Turns is brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. We're going to go to Turns 1 and 2 with the pride of Ball State, our own Hoosier, Nick Yeoman.
Appreciate that, Brad Gilley, the front of the field making their way through turn number 2. As we speak, the banking on the front stretch at 9 degrees stiffens up a bit into turn number 1. It's banked at 20 degrees all the way around turns 1 and 2. I think the interesting thing is with this being a later afternoon race, turn 1 completely in the shadows. Turn number 2, the sun's still beating down on the racetrack, cooking it here in this second corner. Going to be a good, exciting race here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. As they make their way down the Nellis back straightaway, they'll point their cars towards a giant American flag, and Pat Patterson will watch over turns 3 and 4 today.
All right, thank you, Nick. Happy race day, everybody. Cars right now working right in front of me in turns 3 and 4. As Nick said, when he lets go over there around the big flag and the Nellis straightaway, I'll pick them up. They'll stay out there next to the wall. Then they'll work their way down to the bottom of the racetrack. At least that's what will happen early here in 3 and 4. Later on this afternoon, they'll start moving up towards the top, and we'll see guys ride right up next to the wall in bright sunshine, a yellow wall painted all the way around this racetrack. It's a fun, fast race. There's some bumps down low here in 3 and 4 that you have to be aware of, and these guys will fight that with their cars And as the tires go away this afternoon, we'll be your eyes and ears all afternoon long right here in Turns 3 and 4 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
As they exit Turn number 4, usually they'll come up close to the safer barrier, then they'll cut it left, and many times they will cut the front stretch here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, try to straighten it out by going way below the start-finish line on the apron of the racetrack. And again, this racetrack, like many of the Speedway Motorsports tracks, with, again, a little bit of a left-hand kink just before the start-finish line and one just after it. Right now, the cars are going down pit road, led by our pace car driver, Jason Brownlow, in that Toyota GR Supra pace car. Pit road speed, 45 miles per hour. The pace car will run 55. Our NASCAR starter today is Kyle Hicks. And again, we remind you our stages. Stage 1 will end at lap 45, stage 2 at 90, and then 111 laps to the finish of the Ambetter 302. And that is our state water heaters view from the turns.
Well, we have two O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters with us here today. You've already met them during driver introductions, both Brett McMillan and Wendy Venturini, who we're going to go to first for our pit road picks. Who are you thinking about today, Wendy?
Thank you, Brad. Sometimes when you talk to these drivers pre-race, as you know, you just get a good feeling that they're pretty confident about the race car and they will have a good day. Who am I talking about today? That's Brandon Jones. I spoke to him pre-race. He's starting from the pole, which seems like an obvious pick, but I could tell he feels really confident about his race car today.
And now let's go to Brett McMillan.
I'm going to go with the season sweep for this guy. The one that won in the spring is going to win again in the fall. I see Cole Custer going to victory lane.
Interesting. A favorite and an underdog are our pit road picks today with Wendy Venturini and Brett McMillan. I would love to see Brandon Jones break through today with the win, Brad. He has 8 top tens and 9 DNFs. That's a balance he does not like. And he's been to victory lane before in the Xfinity Series and certainly has shown the speed. Hopefully he can be trouble-free today.
Yeah, after 2 years of Junior Motorsports without a win, he's going back to Joe Gibbs Racing next year. It would be nice to see them be able to round that out because we've seen Justin Allgaier, Sam Mayer most recently, Sammy Smith a week before the Roval at Talladega Super Speedway. It'd be really neat to see Brandon Jones be able to do that. And I like that idea, Mark, because if we don't have a playoffs driver win here today, that means there are going to be 8-9 crew chiefs, 8-9 drivers, because we have a difference in the owners and drivers championship, who are not going to be sleeping very much next week at all.
And might set up a mad scramble at Martinsville Speedway for the cutoff race in this round of 8. And I love me my Martinsville Speedway, but then you kind of add to the drama by maybe perhaps having one less driver locked in. Could be fun.
It could be very fun. All right, Pat Patterson there halfway down that Nellis straightaway. What's that field looking like behind that Toyota?
Well, let's talk about those front few rows as we crank this one off this afternoon. Up front, as we talked about, it's Brandon Jones and Cole Custer side by side with each other. Chandler Smith is right there with last week's winner, Sam Mayer. Sammy Smith lines up right beside his teammate in row 3. That's Justin Allgaier. Then you've got Riley Herbst and Jesse Love right there in that fourth row as they work their way over here in turns 3 and 4. Again, bright sunshine this afternoon. Lights out on the Toyota pace car as he'll bring them right in front of me. We have got a great afternoon for playoff racing here in the Xfinity Series, and we're all set to go, Brad Gilley.
It is a beautiful blue sky as we kick off the round of 8 in the NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs. Brandon Jones about to hit what will be the Geico restart zone, but right now it is the start of the race. The green flag is out. The Menards Chevrolet pulls off to an early lead. A great push from Chandler Smith into 1.
Yeah, Jones got a great start. He will lead this field into turn number 1 as everyone fights the bottom of the racetrack. Brandon Jones leads Chandler Smith. Sammy Smith looking for third. He'll have Cole Custer pinned to the outside down the backstretch.
Side-by-side battle there for third momentarily. Now Sammy Smith slips back into a battle for the fourth position. A.J. Allmendinger rides right behind him, but it's Jones with the lead off 4.
Brandon Jones will lead lap number 1 in the Ambetter Health 302. Then it's Chandler Smith, Cole Custer riding third as they climb back to the banking in turn 1.
Single file through the first 6 cars. They're going side by side for 7th as Justin Allgaier.